Thank you, President. Sitting of Choice for Youth and Sexuality make this statement jointly with the Alola Foundation and Women's Network in Timor-Leste. Firstly, we welcome Timor-Leste engagement in the UPR process and its support for most recommendations, including on promoting women's empowerment, countering gender-based violence, and protecting the rights of persons with disabilities. While Timor-Leste has made strong policy and political commitment to addressing gender-based violence, there is still a gap between policy and practice. Therefore, we applaud the government for accepting recommendations from Canada and Spain calling for full implementation of the National Action Plan on GBV, including allocating sufficient financial resources to prosecute perpetrators and guarantee the rights of survivors. We call on the government to intensify efforts to provide survivor center support, including access to legal service and strengthening mechanisms for reporting, investigation, prosecution, sentencing, and conviction for GBV. Noting that child marriage and teenage pregnancy are significant barriers impeding adolescent girls accessing to education, we regret recommendation 169 and 170 were not supported. Thus, we encourage the government to raise the legal age of marriage to 18 years old and abolish child marriage to fully realize the sexual and reproductive health and the rights of women, adolescents, and young people in line with previous international commitment on this matter, including the CEDAW and the CRC. Furthermore, we urge Timor-Leste to accelerate the approval process of the re-entry policy, which advocates for adolescent girls and young women's right to education and return to school after giving birth. Finally, we stand ready to support the government, national stakeholders, and development partners in fully implementing the UPR recommendations. Thank you.